There were dramatic scenes on Tuesday night here at Columbia University in New York City when police stormed a building on campus that had been occupied by dozens of protesters using a special vehicle. The police were able to climb a ladder and actually force their way into that building. A short time later, the first protester emerged with zip ties, and that was followed by several busloads of people being taken away in police vehicles. This all came about after those pro-Palestinian protesters had occupied Hamilton Hall for less than 24 hours, prompting university officials to call in the police department, which is something they had said that they hadn't planned on doing. But apparently, because of this escalation, that was the choice that they made. We heard from both city officials as well as university officials that these were not all student protesters in their view, with city officials talking about, in some cases, professional agitators being part of that demonstration. In any case, this certainly represents another escalation in this ongoing protest at Columbia University, which we've, of course, seen spread to many campuses around the U.S. Columbia's president saying she wants the police department to be here for at least the next couple weeks. So a lot of eyes will be on New York and on Columbia to see what the next moves are in this ongoing situation.